Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. When you see me coming, amen, I got Jesus on my mind. Glory to God. So we praise the Lord for you. Yes, you, and you. Amen. I want you to praise God. Amen. We're trying to give you time enough, praise God. Amen. To do what you have to do, get what you have to get, praise God, so you can just sit down and relax. Amen. And we're just going to enjoy Jesus. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We're just going to enjoy Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So we ask you, praise God. Amen. To text, amen, your friend, praise God, sisters, your brothers, amen, your neighbors, amen, hallelujah, even your enemies, and let them know, praise God, amen, we are here, amen, PNN, praise God, is on the air tonight, glory to God, amen, and want you to know, praise God, amen, we praise the Lord for you, praise God, to all of our advisors, hallelujah, amen, we thank the Lord for you tonight, amen, and to all of our listeners, hallelujah, amen, as far as our voice can be heard tonight, glory to God, amen, internationally, want you to know we appreciate you very, very much, praise God, amen, want you to know, amen, that your listening is not in vain, glory to God, you're in the right place at the right time, hallelujah, we thank the Lord for you tonight, praise God, amen, and even to our host, praise God, amen, evangelist, Annette Bradley, amen, the visionary, glory to God, we praise the Lord for her tonight, amen, let's just give a big shout out to her tonight, hallelujah, glory to God, amen, for evangelist Bradley tonight, amen, a woman of God that wear many, many hats, amen, and we praise the Lord for her tonight, glory to God, amen, and we just thank the Lord for everything that he has done, hallelujah. Amen. We praise and praise God. Hallelujah. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be today? Praise God. And we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Because he's good. Amen. He's good all by himself. Glory to God. Amen. And we thank God again for you. Praise God. Amen. To our listeners. Amen. That's listening in Canada. Hallelujah. Bermuda. Brazil. China. Tortola, Nassau, Bahamas, glory to God, Nigeria, South Africa, amen, and the whole United States, amen, as we say, as far as the voice can be heard, praise God, PNN, praise God, amen, is reaching souls, reaching people, praise God, amen, is doing, praise God, amen, what it is, amen, hallelujah, stand for Prayer News Network. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We ask you tonight, praise God, to get your pencil and pad. Praise God. Amen. Get that also. Amen. Just put everything up to you so you don't have to, amen, move so much. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We don't want you to miss nothing. Amen. You're in. Amen. Always. Glory to God. We never leave, amen, PNN the same way we came. Always be blessed when we leave. Praise God. We may come, praise God, amen, with a sad heart or with a something on our mind, but by the time we leave PNN, praising God, amen, hallelujah, we already got the victory. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, amen. The song said, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, amen. So we're going to ask you tonight to bring in your hearts and your minds tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because the Lord has been too good to us. Glory to God. Amen. He's covered us. Amen. With the blood of Jesus. Amen. Kept us, praise God, from danger, unseen danger. Glory to God. Amen. I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I praise the Lord. Amen. I praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. I praise him. Glory to God, glory to God, because he's been good, amen. Prayer works, praise God, and the blood still works, amen. The blood still works, hallelujah. The blood still works, hallelujah, amen, glory to God. Why you say that, amen, because this morning, hallelujah, praise God, I just got to get my Jesus. Amen. Got a call right about 5:30 this morning. Glory to God. My grandson, amen. Cody was on his way to work, praise God. Amen. He works probably about 30 or 35 minutes away from home. Amen. Hallelujah. In another city. But on his way to work, praise God. Amen. That where he goes is some little curves, praise God. And some, amen. They always say, amen. The signs say, watch out for the deers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just praising the Lord tonight. Amen. I can't hold it in. Praise God. But as going on to work, praise God. And it's still dark at 5:30 in the morning. Praise God. Amen. So have praise God. Amen. The deer, praise God, came towards the car. Hallelujah. Amen. Cody is fine. Amen. The car, praise God, needs some work. But thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood still works, y'all. Amen. The blood still works. Praise God. Amen. We can't get another Cody. Amen. But you can get another car. So we praise God. Hey, hallelujah. Somebody said, don't mess with me tonight. Glory to God. But we praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. The blood, oh my, still works. The blood still works. Glory to God. Amen. So we go to action tonight to bring your hearts and minds in. Praise God. Tonight, oh God, whatever you're going through, whatever you need, pull it in tonight. Pull it in. Amen. Because our suffering is not in vain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, whatever it looks like, whatever, glory to God, they told you, God, whatever bill that needs to be paid, oh, my, God, ah, God, hallelujah, we ask you tonight to pull it in. We pull it in because we getting ready to pull down our blessings tonight, amen, because God got a blessing just for you. It's got your name on it tonight. God got a blessing just for you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God. Amen. For his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I give him praise tonight. Amen. So we're going to ask you, praise God, amen, to, amen. Come on, let's pray together. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I can hear you, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But come on, let's pray. Glory to God. Amen. Let's do a corporate prayer. Amen. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Open up the windows of heaven. Amen. Glory to God. If we do that, praise God, he's going to pour us out a blessing. Amen. That we won't and you won't have room enough to receive. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, I come to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for another day's journey. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Glory to God. Because it was your blood, hallelujah, that covered. It was your blood that protects. Glory to God. It was your blood, God. Hallelujah, for the word said, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. God. Lord, and we praise you tonight. We come to lift your name up higher in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We ask you tonight. Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in this place. Glory to God. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Anyway, you bless us. We'll be satisfied. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you tonight. We honor you tonight. We give you glory. Tonight, God, we come into this place. Hallelujah. To do nothing but to worship you. Hallelujah. Together in your name to worship. Lord, because we know, praise God, prayer changes things. Lord, and we ask you tonight, God, remember the sick and the shut in everywhere. Remember the bereaved family. Glory to God. Remember our nation. Remember, praise God, those in the nursing homes and hospitals. Those, praise God, Lord, that's on the mental. Hallelujah, in the hospitals. In the name of Jesus, remember our military men and women. Glory to God. Remember the White House. Remember our house, their house, your house, and them house. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you tonight, forgive us of our sin, God. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right sinners. We repent of our sins tonight. Hallelujah. Wash us. Oh, God, purge us tonight. Take out everything that's not supposed to be. Hallelujah. Either way you bless us, we'll be satisfied. Glory to God. We thank you tonight for being our keeper. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being our deliverer. We thank you for being our doctor. Glory to God. We thank you for being our peace giver. Glory to God. We thank you for being our light that shineth in darkness tonight. Glory to God. We thank you for the blood, because it reaches the highest mountains and it flows through the lowest valley. Glory to God. The blood of Jesus, it will never lose its power. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. We need the blood, oh God, to cover us. We need your blood to heal. We need the blood to deliver. We need the blood to save, set free, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Loose stones that are in bondage, in Jesus' name. Open up blind eyes. Open up deaf ears tonight. Oh God, that your word go forth. That souls be saved. Souls be renewed. Souls be revived. Souls be restored. Backsliders come back. In the name of Jesus. Work it out, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We put it in your hands. In the name of Jesus. Help. Oh, God. Help us tonight. Hallelujah. To stand and to be bold in these last and evil days. Glory to God. Help us to stand for righteousness. In the name of Jesus. If we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything. But God, we're standing upon your promises. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless. Heal. Oh, God. Hey, God, touch mine tonight. Some is disturbed. Some is in the valley of decision. But God, work it out. In the name of Jesus. Say that boy. Say that man. Say that girl. Say that mother tonight. Say the household. Save. In the name of Jesus. Touch with the pang of love. Have your way tonight. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way. Have your way. In the name of Jesus. Remember Evangelist Bradley tonight. All of the advisors. All of the listeners, God. As far as the voice can be heard. Touch. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. We praise you, God. Remember, praise God, our nation. Oh, God, remember. Remember Israel. God. Remember, praise God, the conflicts. God, we ask you for your mercy tonight. Have mercy upon us tonight. Save our household, God. Save, hallelujah. Save, God, save. In the name of Jesus. Bless God, the message and the messenger on tonight, Lord. And we'll forever give you praise, honor, and the glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we say, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth, hallelujah, adore him. What a mighty God we serve tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord tonight, amen, for all that he's done, all that he's going to do. Glory to God, amen. I want you to know, amen, even before Amen. We close out, praise God, in our, amen, the broadcast that we will give out numbers, amen, telephone numbers where you can be reached, praise God, amen, to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. I want you to know, praise God, amen, that we, amen, acknowledge our leaders, amen, those that has gone on, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen, has gone on before us, hallelujah, amen, and we'd like to, praise God, acknowledge, amen, glory to God, the late Apostle S.D. James, amen, Senior, Apostle Samuel Hudgens, Presiding Bishop K.A. Tanay, amen, and Apostle, amen, D.G. Taylor, amen, the pastor. Praise God, amen, and to our pastor, to your pastor, praise God, your leaders everywhere, amen. God bless you on tonight, amen. We love you, we appreciate you taking the time out, amen, to come, amen, and lift up the name of Jesus with us, amen. Nothing like a good fellowship, hallelujah, amen. The song said, what a fellowship, what a joy divine. Glory to God, amen, when all of God's children get together. What a time. What a time. What a time. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank the Lord tonight for you. Amen. Still yet, praise God, got time enough. Amen. To text your friend, text your neighbor. Amen. To let them know that we are on the air. Amen. I don't know about you, but I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Hallelujah. It's in the atmosphere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, I like what I feel, and I feel what I like. Hey, yes, sir, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Amen. I love what I feel tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Didn't have to smoke no joint. Amen. Didn't have to go to the pub. Amen. Didn't have to go to the liquor store, praise God, hallelujah, amen, amen, glory to God, to get this high, amen, this high is a natural high, glory to God, hallelujah, it comes on you, glory to God, and I praise the Lord tonight, amen, because it wasn't always that we felt this way, amen, but I praise the Lord tonight, amen, for the deliverance. Glory to God, amen. If you don't have nothing to praise the Lord for, you ought to praise the Lord, amen, just where the Lord has brought you. Glory! Ah, my, my, my. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Praise him for where he brought you from. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. We thank the Lord tonight, amen. Tonight is your night, amen. Tonight is your night, praise God. Amen, and we're going to get ready, praise God, amen, to introduce, praise God, amen, the woman of God, amen, that's coming tonight, glory to God, to minister to us, praise God, amen, and we pray, amen, glory to God, amen, that you all, amen, get your pencil and pad, glory to God, amen, as we say, praise God, amen, get the rake that word into you, praise God, don't push it away. Glory to God, rake it in, pull it in, pull it in to you tonight. Praise God, hallelujah, as a woman of God come. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, praise God, amen, glory to God, amen. And we're getting ready to, amen, to introduce to some and present to others, amen, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, praise God, amen, of Holy Temple Church of God, amen, right in the city of Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. You just give a big shout out. Praise the Lord for her as she come. Hallelujah. In her own way. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Evangelist Sheila. Amen. I mean, praise God. This man starts 6 and come on over. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. I do give it unto God. Giving honor to whom honor is due, thanking the Lord for the opportunity one more time, and it is indeed a blessing. Praise be to God to be back on the Prayer News Network broadcast, and I'm thankful to the Lord for those of you who humbled yourselves and obeyed the Lord and on following the lead of God. Praise the Lord. And God is proving himself and he's manifesting himself through your obedience. And I thank God for that. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for all that has been said and done. Thank the Lord for his goodness toward us. And without further ado, let us put our minds on the Lord and let's open our hearts that we may hear a word from God. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing us, oh God. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you. Lord, we come before you humbling ourselves as humble as we know how, asking, Lord, that you will speak to our hearts, that you will minister to our souls. Lord, you know what we stand in need of, and we're depending on you, and we're looking unto you, not our will, but let your holy will be done. We believe it, oh God, and we embrace it. We thank you, oh Lord, and we ask these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, let us prepare to go to the Word of God. And I want to talk to you tonight about scriptures I spoke about on yesterday afternoon. So this is more like an extension or could be referred to as part two, but we'll go the way the Lord leads. Praise the Lord. So I'm asking that you will pray along with me as we go to the Word. At this time, I'd like to invite your attention to the book of Acts, the first chapter, beginning with verse 1 through 11. And also moving on back to St. Matthew, the fourth chapter, verses 1 through 11, and James 1, 1 through 4. Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. Praise the Lord. I'll start with verse, and the Bible reads, "The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these words, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Matthew 4:1-11. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands shall they bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and says unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Going to the book of James, the first chapter, verses 1 through 4. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Jeremiah 18:1-6. The word of the Lord to Jeremiah the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of the word of God. Praise the Lord. And if I were to use a title or subject tonight, it would be the power of the Holy Ghost. And as I stated, I preached this on yesterday afternoon, and is so much in it that we barely even scratched the surface. But delving deep into the scriptures and into the word of God, we'll call this part two. And the theme to focus on would be, do you have the witness? Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Ghost. Do you have the witness? Praise the Lord. The book of Acts is written by the apostle the Lord chose, who was a physician. His name was Luke. And as Luke began to write, he's saying here in the first chapter, The former treaties have I made. A treaty is a written work dealing formally and systematically with a particular subject. Therefore, Luke wrote about Jesus. He wrote what Jesus did and what Jesus taught. And he did this up until the day in which Jesus was taken up. Jesus, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Praise the Lord, and to whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. So Jesus showed himself to the apostles and the disciples 40 days after his passion. Praise the Lord. Because on the third day, he was raised from the dead by the power of Almighty God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. By the power of the Holy Ghost, he gave them commandments. And these infallible proofs, the word infallible, meaning incapable of making mistakes or being wrong. Hallelujah. There's no way it can be denied. Infallible proof, being seen of them 40 days. Nobody could deny that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he was speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And he, being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. And Jesus had spoken of the promise of the Father on various occasions. So his disciples were well familiar with what he was referring to when he talked about waiting for the promise of the Father. Praise the Lord. Now, I believe he mentioned in St. John, the 14th chapter, verse 26, describing the promise of the Father in this manner. But the Comforter, hallelujah, the promise of the Father, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Therefore, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, dwells inside of us. And the Holy Ghost is there to teach us all things. Praise be to God. And the Holy Ghost will give us that power to take a stand for righteousness, to live right, amen, to withstand in the evil day, glory be to God, to teach us all things and bring all things to our remembrance whatsoever the Lord has said unto us. Hallelujah. Because Jesus went on, amen, praise the Lord, explaining to his disciples, saying, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. But it was very important for them to remain in Jerusalem. He said for them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so the place that the Lord had appointed for them, they had to wait patiently for the Holy Ghost to come. Amen. Praise the Lord. Going on, he said, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And you know, sometimes we are very inquisitive and we have all kinds of questions and we want to know this and we want to know that. And many people are this way. They, when you say to them, the Lord Jesus is inviting you to come to him, and then they have so many questions. Well, what's going to happen, and how is it going to happen, and when? And praise the Lord. But Jesus let his disciples know that it was not for them to know the times or the seasons, because that was in the power of the Father. He had put it in his own power to know the times or the seasons. We cannot question God and trying to find out everything, praise the Lord, but just know this. He said, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and that's all you need to know. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Praise be to God. When the power comes upon you, amen, you will have the witness on the inside, and you will be a witness for Jesus everywhere that he stated. Hallelujah, praise God. And when they had, when Jesus had spoken these words to them, those were the last words he spoke. At that point, while they beheld Jesus, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And you know, they were standing there looking up to heaven as if he was only going to be gone for just a few minutes. They were expecting for him to come back down out of the cloud. But while they were standing there gazing up in the heaven, hallelujah, two stood by them. Amen. Two men stood by them in white apparel. And these men began to say to them, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to know, do you know anything about the power of the Holy Ghost? Praise be to God. And if you have the power, if you have the Holy Ghost dwelling inside of you in the manner that Jesus was taken up into the heavens and received into the clouds, it's going to take the power of the Holy Ghost for us to be caught up to meet him in the air, because he will be returning, but we don't know the day or the hour. And those of us who are still alive, we have to have the power of the Holy Ghost in order to meet Jesus in the clouds. Hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to move on over to St. Matthew, the fourth chapter, where after Jesus had been baptized, praise the Lord, with the water baptism, John the Baptist, he was there preparing the way of the Lord as the scripture had spoken of him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The prophet Isaiah had prophesied the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And John, he did not necessarily meet Jesus while they were growing up, but he had an encounter with Jesus when Mary, the mother of Jesus, visited John's mother, Elizabeth, her cousin. Praise be to God. She walked into the door, and when Mary walked in and Elizabeth heard her salutation, John, being in his mother's womb, oh, hallelujah, was quickened by the power of the Holy Ghost, and he leaped inside of his mother's womb. Oh, praise be to God. But God had given John the sign to know who Jesus is. Amen. Because he was introducing people to Jesus. Amen. He did say, I indeed baptize you with water, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. So John, he went on and he baptized Jesus, and Jesus came straightway out of the water, and the heavens opened up, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And John knew that this was Jesus. Hallelujah. And lo, a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. God began to speak about Jesus. And so Jesus was then led into the wilderness by the devil. Praise the Lord. And while he was there, he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. And you know that old tempter, he's always looking for a way that he can come in and tempt us. Hallelujah. He knew that after Jesus had gone 40 days and 40 nights, he would be hungry. Praise the Lord. It was a moment of weakness. But nevertheless, here comes the tempter saying to Jesus, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. And Jesus, hallelujah, answered the tempter, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And you know, the tempter didn't stop there. And one thing about him, he will come on strong and he won't let up, because his determination is to steal, kill, and destroy. And he will pounce on us. Amen. Praise be to God. But we must have the power of the Holy Ghost to withstand in the evil day, to be able to stand in the hour of temptation, to be able to speak as Jesus spoke in resisting the devil and saying to him, it is written. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have to learn to use the word of God against all temptation. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the devil, he didn't stop. He came back with something else. So he took Jesus up into the holy city, setting him on a pinnacle of the temple. And now he want to try to use the scripture. Says unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And so the enemy is so subtle. He's so full of deceit and so slick and so sly. He'll try to use the word of God on, if you see where you try to use it on Jesus, he will try to use the word against anybody. Praise the Lord. And so Jesus began to say to that tempter, it is written again, thou shalt not the Lord thy God. Amen. The scripture that the tempter is referring to is actually found in the 91st number of Psalms. And that is verses 11 and 12. But he takes things out of context, and he tries to fix it up in a way that it seems so right, according to the purpose that God intended. And so he didn't mean any good to Jesus, but he didn't stop there. He just kept on tempting Jesus. And again, he took Jesus up into an exceeding high mountain. Mind you, Satan is the prince of the air. And he does have a certain jurisdiction down here, his own little kingdom set up. Praise God, and he works and he labors to find ways to deceive the people of God. And he will offer you all kinds of things. He will set all kinds of things before you. But he wants something in return. He wants your soul. And this is what he tried with Jesus after taking Jesus up into this exceeding high mountain and showing him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. He said to Jesus, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. That's what he wanted Jesus to do. He wanted Jesus to fall down so that everyone would be lost. Jesus would fall down and worship Satan. None of us could be saved. Praise the Lord. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, Jesus spoke to this tempter and said to him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Praise the Lord. Use the word of God against the enemy, even in the hour of temptation. Praise the Lord. As Brother James began to say in the second verse, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. As Jesus fell into those diverse temptations, he was able to count it all joy. And so we, in like manner, need to have the power of the Holy Ghost so that we also can count it all joy when we fall into the diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of our faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, I understand that times while we're down here in the flesh, we get weak. Oh, glory to God. The flesh is indeed corruptible. The flesh is sinful. This is why we need to have the power of the Holy Ghost. And this scripture that I just mentioned concerning falling into diverse temptations, it is written, we can use this against the enemy. There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. Hallelujah. But will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. Bear that in mind. Hallelujah. When you come to a point feeling like, oh, you just don't have enough strength to resist. Oh, you just cannot say no.
Just remember that God will, with the temptation, make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. And when I think of these scriptures about falling into diverse temptations, let me tell you what I see in the spirit. I actually see in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, we're falling onto the potter's wheel. Oh, glory to God. When the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah telling him to go down to the potter's house, and there he will cause him to hear his word, the Lord lets us know that we are the clay and he is the potter. Hallelujah. And so falling down into these diverse temptations, amen, that our faith may be tried, knowing that the trying of our faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And so when we fall onto the potter's wheel, glory be to my God, that clay in the hand of the potter will be handled roughly at times. Now, I explained before, I used to work on the wheel when I was in high school, and I had created some vessels out of the clay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I know the process of getting the clay ready to set it in place. First thing you have to do is you have to mar the clay up as many times as it takes. You also have to slam the clay down on the wheel to remove any bubbles from the clay. Because if any bubbles are in it, and when you put it in that kiln to bake it, it's going to explode. And so it's necessary to be rough with the clay. So falling into diverse temptations, we're falling on the potter's wheel. And the potter is molding us, shaping us, and forming us, and making us into a vessel of honor that we may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. And the Lord began to ask the question in the sixth verse, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Do you have the witness? Oh, glory to God. You must have the witness on the inside. You have to know the Holy Ghost dwells there. The Holy Ghost is the third person of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Ghost, he's there to lead us, to guide us, to teach us all things whatsoever the Lord has commanded. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can say of a truth that God, he shows us in his word exactly what his will is. Amen. And while we're being made, praise the Lord, it's not going to be pleasant. It's not going to be a pleasant experience. You have to understand that if Jesus was tempted, we also. But a day is coming when the Lord will return as he promised, that we can be with him where he is. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. When the Lord appear on the scene, in that great day. Oh, hallelujah. Those who are dead in Christ are going to rise first by the power of the Holy Ghost. They're going to get up out of the grave and be caught up in the air to meet the Lord. When the holy angels go out into the four corners of the world to gather up his people, hallelujah, those who have kept the faith, those who have fought a good fight, hallelujah, those who have maintain their integrity, glory to God, through all that they've gone through, and have faith when the Lord comes on the scene. Thank you, Jesus. We'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the rapture. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. But you must have the Holy Ghost. And I can say of a truth that God has already spoken in his word, and it is written, and the ink is dry. The destination God has for his people, the purpose that God has chosen for his people, it is already written, and the ink is dry. We come into the world, and we don't necessarily know what God's purpose is for our life. We don't know what God has planned for our lives. Oh, praise the Lord. But before we were formed in our mother's womb, God had already written it. Hallelujah. And the ink is dry. And only God has the power to rewrite our future. Oh, thank you, Lord. We might be headed down the path of destruction, but God has the power to rewrite our future. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I believe the Bible lets us know that it is appointed unto man once to die. After this, the judgment. When that day comes, praise the Lord, that day is set. And only God has the power to change that date. He can add years on, and he can take years off. You can be cut off before your time, or your time can be extended. As with Hezekiah, he began to pray unto the Lord after the prophet came and told him to set his house in order because he was going to die. Oh, my Lord Jesus. But the man began to turn his face to the wall, and he prayed to God, and God heard his prayer. And before they could get out of the gate, God spoke to him and told him to go back because he added 15 years to his life. Hallelujah. God has written our future. Praise be to God, and he knows our destination. Praise the Lord. But you must have the power of the Holy Ghost to stand in the evil day, to resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. He won't stay gone. He will come back, but be ready when he comes back. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. From that time was tempted of the devil, after which he went on ministering his three-year span ministry, and he taught his disciples many things. And his purpose for coming here was to die on the cross. Praise be to God, and God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day. And it was the power of God, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost power that quickened Jesus, and he got up out of the grave. And if that the Spirit of God dwell in you, he shall also quicken your mortal body. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. Praise God. And I could say of a truth that the Lord is gracious
and he is merciful. And when the disciples waited, they waited for the promise of the Father. The Lord Jesus had told them not to depart from Jerusalem. And they got together in one place in the upper room. It was 120 by number. While they were there waiting for the promise of the Father, they were with one accord in one place. And they were sitting there. And all of a sudden, a sound came from heaven. Amen. Of a rushing, mighty wind. And they saw the cloven tongues that appeared to them, and it sat upon each of them. And at the same time, hallelujah, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. It wasn't just one here or one there, but all 120 received the Holy Ghost at the same time. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost began to come down, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Oh, glory to God. Speaking the wondrous works of God. God's Spirit was poured out that day. The scripture was fulfilled. Pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Amen. That scripture was fulfilled on that day. And that was the promise of the Father. The promise that Jesus told his disciples about. And now that the Holy Ghost has been given, you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's a gift from God, but you have to accept it. Hallelujah. And God will freely give you this, and he will give you power to do his will. Maybe there's someone listening tonight desiring to have the Holy Ghost, desiring to be filled with the Holy Ghost and to have the power, as was described, to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. That fire represents the power that Jesus said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Praise the Lord. Maybe you desire filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. You don't have to wait any longer, but if you can only believe in your heart, if you only have faith and trust God, the first step is repentance. That's the first thing John the Baptist said for the people to do, to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. And he was preparing them for Jesus to come and to baptize them with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. But you must believe, you must believe with all your heart that God is able to do this. And you have to be willing to turn away from your ways, away from anything that God is not pleased with. You must be willing to give up anything and everybody who could stand in the way of you serving the Lord. Glory to God. And God will be gracious toward you. He'll be merciful and forgive. Hallelujah. And he will come in and clean you up, sanctify you, and then fill you the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone listening tonight on this line, on this Prayer News Network Global, who desire to be filled with the Holy Ghost? And you want to acknowledge
this desire. Or maybe you want to come on over on the platform and make a special request asking for prayer to receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Anyone who desires to accept Jesus as your personal Savior and you want to openly acknowledge it, this is your opportunity right now to come over on the platform and make this acknowledgement. Hallelujah. And also, there may be someone who has a special prayer request tonight, a specific request or petition that you want to make known and receive prayer. Hallelujah. You can come over on the platform by pressing *6 and make it known that we may go to God in prayer for you. Hallelujah. God is able to do everything, and there is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing impossible. Praise the Lord. If we can only believe and take God at his word, God will do just what he said he would do. Everything he promised, he will do. We don't have to question, wonder, well, when is he going to do it? How is he going to do it? What's going to take place? Praise the Lord. That is to know, because it's in the power of the Father. He knows when he's ready to move. He knows when he wants it done and how he wants it done, because he is sovereign. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and he will do whatever he wants to do, how he wants to. Amen. Whenever he wants to. Glory to God. So we don't have to worry or wonder if we just give it over to him, put all of our trust in him, and know that when God gets ready, he's going to do it for me. Oh, yes. When the Lord gets ready, he's going to do it for me. Hallelujah. And if there's a condition that your heart needs to meet, God can help you. Amen. He can help you. Oh, glory to God, because sometimes we are the holdup. We are the one that's blocking our blessing. We're the one that's getting in our own way. Hallelujah. But we have to meet that condition, that readiness, and be full of faith, trusting and believing God, knowing that once you put it in his hands, once you make your request known, that when God gets ready, oh, hallelujah, he's going to move. He's going to work it out. He's going to give me that breakthrough. He's going to save my soul. He's going to fill me with the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, Lord, he's going to do it for me. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Is there anyone who would like to make a prayer request? You can come over on the platform right now that we may pray for you. Is there one tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Bless you for that wonderful word. And I'm requesting prayer tonight for a 14-year-old boy who's in the hospital with diabetes, and they can't get his sugar elevated, and his organs have started shutting down. His name is Mario.
Amen. Mario.
Yes.
Glory to God. We'll be praying.
And the Whitfield family. Yes, the Whitfield family, they, the mother and the father died with COVID, and they have a 2-year-old daughter and a 1-month-old daughter, and the grandmother is raising the children, and she's disabled, and she was requesting prayer because she needs help. Thank you.
Amen. Praise be to God. Is there another who has a special prayer request tonight? Glory, hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Is there any other prayer request tonight? Oh, hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you. I'd like to ask prayer for my cousin Melvin. They had to give him some blood on today, and then on tomorrow he have dialysis and chemo. So I'd ask prayer for him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there another tonight? Is there another? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
God bless.
Hello. Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hello. Hello.
I can hear you.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Sharon Hunt. I'm calling, and I'm asking a special prayer for a friend of mine. Her name is Cheryl Natisnia. Her mom is having dementia patient. I think she's about 80 years old. And it's been kind of rough on her concerning trying to be a good caretaker and everything. She don't really have much help. And so, you know, when we get a chance, try to take a grocery shop and stuff like that, but it's hard to have somebody there watching her mom. So I'm just asking special prayer for her, Cheryl McChesney and her mom that has dementia. And also I would like to get prayer for myself, asking the Lord will move upon my condition that I've been diagnosed with, rheumatoid arthritis. And they give me these pills to take, and it's just so hard trying to get a hold, getting to them, knowing the information that I know now. But I'm believing God to bring me through it. But I'm asking the saints of God to keep me in prayer as well.
All right. Praise be to God. Amen. Is there another tonight? Glory, hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hello, I'm requesting prayer for a longtime friend named Vernon Jackson. He, I'm not sure when, but he had to have both of his legs taken off, and I just would like to request prayer for his strength and for just in the right state of mind. I don't know what that would do to a person, but I just want to ask prayer for to give him strength to get through whatever he's going through. And I would also like to request prayer for myself. This is Gwen, so I'm requesting prayer for if anything is going on with my breast, for it to be healed before I go through this mammogram and all this other stuff. So, and a general prayer for everybody I come in contact with, that they be blessed and strengthened in the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Is there another who would like to make your request known before the Lord?
Praise the Lord. Hello?
Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
I'm calling from the Virgin Islands, and I would like to give a praise report. I requested prayer for a cancer patient, and the cancer did not spread, and she is was in the United States, but now she's on her way home to the Virgin Islands. And I'm requesting prayer also. I am requesting prayer also for one of my cousins. He lives in Chicago, and his mama died, which is my auntie. So I would like you to pray for him, that God will give him strength. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Praise be to God. Is there another who would like to make your prayer request known before the Lord? Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If not, let us prepare our hearts to go to God with faith, believing God. Amen. God has the power. And if we can believe as the disciples did in the upper room, where they were there assembled together with one accord in this one place, waiting for the promise of the Father, together, oh yes, Lord, expecting God to bless them. And God did just what he said he would do. And we come together with this great expectation, knowing that God can hear us. And for everyone who made their request known or their petition known openly, God heard the petition. Hallelujah. So let us pray these requests. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, we come to you right now and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we call upon you to hear our prayer as we call you, Lord. Search our hearts, and whatever is not right or pleasing to you, Lord, be merciful and save us, Lord. Remove it from our hearts. Oh, God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lord, we humbly ask of you to remember everyone who is out loud. Lord, we pray right now that you will visit Mario. Oh, my God, and that you will touch his body, Lord Jesus. He being a youth, oh, Lord, raise him up and use him for your service. We know, God, that you can do everything and you can change everything around. You can rewrite this young man's future, oh, God, and bring healing and restoration. And we pray, God, that you will save his soul in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you will remember the Whitfield family, that you will bless, comfort, and console them, Lord. Be close to the family in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We're asking you, Lord God, to remember this grandmother who's struggling, oh God, that you will send help. Oh, Lord Jesus, you know the situation. We're asking you to work it out. We're asking you to fix it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray a special prayer for Melvin, Lord God. We're asking that you will intervene, Lord Jesus, that you will touch, oh God, that you will manifest your powers. Let the glory of God be revealed in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch right now, God. Lay your hand upon a man. Touch his mind and his heart in the name of Jesus. Work a miracle in his life, Lord, and save in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we ask, God, that you will please remember Sister Sharon, oh, God, and that you will touch her, Lord. You know the condition that plagues her, Lord, and you are able
to rebuke that condition in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, oh God, to remember our friend Michelle, that you will bless her, Lord God, give her strength, Lord God, encourage her. Lord Jesus, you know the situation with her mother. Oh, Lord God, you're able to restore her mind in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh God, and bless these families. And we're asking you also, Lord Jesus, to remember Mr. Jackson. Lord God, you know the situation. You heard the prayer petition. Lord, we ask that you would intervene right now. We need divine intervention, oh God. Work it out for him, Lord. Fix it, Jesus. Bring comfort, bring consolation, oh God. Bring strength, bring power. Oh Lord, you are able to do all things. We ask you, Lord Jesus, Gwen as well, with the blessing that she stands in need of, Lord Jesus. Strengthen her and encourage her, Lord, and help her to do your will. Fix it for her right now, Lord God. And, Lord, we ask that you will remember the caller from the Virgin Islands, Lord Jesus. We ask, God, that you will remember her cousin, oh, my God, and also that you will comfort this bereaved family, Lord God. Be close to them and bring these families together. Lord, let your holy angels gather around them and keep them, oh God, and uphold them during these difficult times. And Lord Jesus, every petition that was not spoken out loud, the ones that are spoken in the heart, we ask you, Lord, to remember them. And God, we ask that you will grant them that request in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, my God, you have power in your hand. And Lord, you can speak the word and it shall be done according to your will in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you will lay your hand upon us right now. We pray, God, that you will strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're depending on you, and we're looking unto you right now, Lord. Stop by just a little while and see about us, oh God. We need you right now, Lord. The tempter is trying to cause us to fall down and worship him. But, Lord, we need help to resist the temptation. Send on power tonight, Lord Jesus. Send on strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Send on deliverance, oh my God, and deliver the bound souls, Lord. We know you're able right now. For those who are sick in their bodies, we pray, God, that you will touch, heal, and deliver. Make every will whole in the name of Jesus. Look on the backslider, Lord God. Cause them to turn from the error of their ways. And Lord, give them a little more time to return unto you, Lord Jesus. Oh my God, please stay the hand of death and give somebody enough time to repent of their sins and turn to you. Please, Lord, while we're calling on you, Lord Jesus, we are asking you to work it out, oh God. We're asking you to fix it for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cover us under your blood. We need covering, Lord. We need protection in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, help us to accept your word. Help us, oh, God, to learn your word and to study your word, God. Help us to apply your word to our hearts each and every day, Lord Jesus. Help us to examine ourselves and to search the scriptures to see whether we be found in your will. Oh, my Lord Jesus, have mercy on us right now, God. We need you to stop by here right now, Lord. We need a touch from you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, take control right now, Lord, and have your way. Let your holy will be done, and teach us, Lord, to be more thankful. Oh, God, we believe together, and we touch, and we agree that we have the petition we requested here tonight. We believe, Lord, that in your own time, you will grant every petition, and that it will be done according to your holy will. And we just want to take time out and thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. We thank you for being patient with us, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you for your touch tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you for healing and for restoration. We thank you for deliverance, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for our miracles, oh God. We embrace it and we praise your name. We magnify you, oh God, and we lift you up. We give you glory and honor, for all belong unto you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask that you will keep a prayer in our heart that we may pray without ceasing. Put the words in our mouth that we should pray, because we don't know what to pray for as we ought. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we know that by the power of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit makes intercession for the saints. And we want to thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We praise you right now, oh God. And we ask you, Lord, to accept our prayer. We are asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And if there's anything that we didn't mention in this prayer tonight that we should have prayed for, you know about it, Lord Jesus. And we are asking you to grant it, oh God, all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. Sheila. Amen. 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 What a word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Amen. I can listen to it all night long. Amen. To know we have to have the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah, amen, to go back with Jesus. We got to have that resurrected power. Amen, to get up. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. The Holy Ghost power, hallelujah, to let us know. Praise God, amen, glory to God. And while you're going through, amen, while Jesus was going through and being tempted, amen, of the devil, praise God, amen, glory to God. Even though he was tired, hungry, praise God, but through it all, he counted all joy. Glory to God. Count it all joy when you go through your direst temptation. Count it all joy, praise God. Amen. Just don't get the handkerchief and start wiping your face and want to give up. But count it all joy, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And think about, praise God, that Holy Ghost power. Amen. I love it. I love it. Praise God. Amen. To know we got to be caught up. Amen. If we won't meet Jesus, amen, we got to be caught up, amen, to meet him in the air, praise God. The Holy Ghost power, glory to God, amen. We praise God, amen, tonight, amen, for the woman of God, amen, letting us know, amen, it's important, amen, that we have the Holy Ghost and that with power, praising God, amen. John came along, praise God, amen, but what John was doing, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He let us know there's one coming that's mightier than I. Glory to God. Amen. And he's going to do the real thing. Praise God. Baptize you. Amen. With the Holy Ghost. Amen. Ah, God, I can talk about it all night. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Amen. Again, woman of God. Amen. We praise the Lord for you. Hallelujah. For the awesome word. Amen. The message and the messenger. We thank the Lord for you. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen. We have truly enjoyed. Amen. And been blessed tonight. Amen. By the word of God. Amen. And we're going to ask. Amen. If Minister Ollie is on the line. Amen. Praise God. If you will come over, praise God. Match *6. Amen. And pray. Amen. For the woman of God. Amen. Minister Ollie. Praise God. Glory to God. If she is on tonight. Amen. Minister Ollie, if you're on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Ali.
Yes, ma'am. Evangelist, I did not hear the last part that you, I heard my name, but I didn't hear.
Amen. Okay, I'm sorry. Amen. Asking you if you'll pray, amen, for the woman of God tonight.
Oh, God bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Father. Thank you, Lord. Now, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify your name, God, for your word tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the speaker. We thank you for your handmaid, Lord God. We thank and we praise you, O Heavenly Father, for the word that you prepared. And the Lord, that we thank you for the word of God that came out of her belly like rivers of living waters. We ask you, O Heavenly Father, to strengthen her and restore, God, the virtue that she lost, God. We ask you to be with her. We ask you to guide her. We ask you to direct her, Father. We ask you to anoint her, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you, Father God, to be with her family in the name of Jesus. Put your shield of protection around in the body of God daily. In the name of Jesus, give your angels charge over her, Father. In the name of Jesus, to keep her in all her ways, God. In the name of Jesus. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to reveal and endow her with power from on high. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we ask you, oh, mighty God, like fresh olives been squeezed, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, fresh, God, fresh oil, pour from her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cause your face to shine upon her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cause your blessings to overtake her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, let your healing virtue, God, be with her. Bless, God, her going out, like I know you will. And I know, Father God, you'll bless her coming in the name of Jesus. And I know wherever her feet tread, you'll bless it. Whatever her hand touch, you'll bless it, because that's what the scripture declares. And we thank and we praise you, God, that your thoughts towards her is good. It's good and not evil, God. But to bless her, to prosper her, give her peace in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. And we thank you because you have an expected end. We love you. We appreciate you. We magnify you. We glorify your most holy and righteous name. We thank you for all things now. Cover her with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hide her even now behind the cross. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Thank you, Father God, for all things. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God be with you. May God keep you always. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Evangelist.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Holly, amen. Thank you. Amen for the prayer. Praise God. Amen. Again, thank you for the message and the messenger. Praise God. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. I mean, praise God. We just, amen. We're, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Don't want to go too fast. Praise God. We're just excited tonight about the word. Happy about the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So many thoughts that run through my mind while she was talking about the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Amen. And that with power. Glory to God. We must have the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. And want you to know, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to get a copy, praise God, amen, you need to get a copy, amen, of this broadcast, amen, on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. A copy, amen, of the broadcast, amen, on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I must say, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's worth listening to. Hallelujah. All of them are. Praise God. Amen. Get your pencil and paper. Amen. Some may know about know the number by heart, but just in case. Amen. Hallelujah. Be about like me. Amen. I forget the number sometimes, but the number is 912-257-3918. Yes. Amen. 912-257-3918. Amen. To get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. Tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Is that another number? Is 678-608-7234. 678-608-7234. Amen. And also want to announce, amen. Amen. To just remind you, praise God, that you also can get a copy, praise God, amen, of the broadcast. Hallelujah. Amen. To just go to the PNN, amen, Facebook page. Amen. And you can also listen to the broadcast there. Amen. So glory to God. If you're not able to get my number, amen, just go to Facebook. Amen. Hallelujah. On the PNN page, praise God. Amen. And listen again to the broadcast. Amen. And that's sometimes what we do. And we just have church all back over again. Amen. So either way, amen, we can't let you be without. All right. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we do. We thank God. Amen. For you, praise God, tonight. Hallelujah. It's been a joyous night, a blessed night. Hallelujah. Amen. Talking about the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And that with power. Amen. And one thing, praise God. Amen. She said in the word, amen, in the book of Acts, amen, on the day of Pentecost. Amen. They was in one place. Amen. On one accord. Amen. So we're going to get ready. Hallelujah. To open up the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to do the same thing. One mind, one accord. Amen. Making some noise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. To know.
All participants are unmuted.
The Holy Ghost is here. Hallelujah. Amen. When the Holy Ghost fell, amen, all of them were speaking in different tongues. Glory to God, that the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Glory to God, they thought they was drunk. Glory to God, but they was not all drunk. Glory to God, amen. The saloon wasn't even open yet. Glory, amen. It was only 3 o'clock in the afternoon, somebody said. Amen, but tonight, glory to God, let's make some noise for Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. And be in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. Amen, glory to God, and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory and make some
God.
Noise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Glory. Thank you for glory. The Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Mm. Amen. Thank God again tonight. Glory to God. Amen. For his awesome power. Praise God. Awesome word. Amen. That has went forth. Amen. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. That you can take the word with you. Praise God. Amen. Hide it in your heart. Glory to God. Amen. Don't forget to get the broadcast. Hallelujah. Amen. To get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. If you can't, praise God. Amen. Get it by phone. Amen. Don't forget, praise God, go to the PNN Facebook page, praise God, amen, and listen to the broadcast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And enjoy Jesus again. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, want to say we thank you, amen, for joining us tonight. Amen. To all of our listeners all over the world, God bless you tonight. Amen. And the songs that I got, just what I needed from the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God for you. Amen. Tonight, praise God again to our visionary. Praise God, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. Amen. Don't know if she can hear. Praise God, but my hands are clapping. Glory to God. Amen. I say amen. Go forth, woman of God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise God for your strength. Praise God for your patience. Praise God, amen, for whatever your hands find to do. Glory to God. We just know, praise God, amen, God got it all in control. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. I feel like I'm a bust open. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Just want to holler. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord. I love him. I love you tonight again. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Again, thank you. Amen. Come back. Praise God on tomorrow. Tomorrow night. Praising God. Amen. And be with us. Praise God. And they say bring somebody with you. Praising God, amen, to let them know PNN, praise God, amen, is on, amen, 7 days a week, praise God, hallelujah, amen. So therefore, if they can't do one night, amen, they can find us somewhere in on those nights that they miss, all right, amen. But we praise God again for you, glory to God, amen, as you praise God, amen, to have a blessed night, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, as a woman of God, amen. Amen. Get ready, praising God, amen, to come back, praise God, amen. The last saying, amen, then after that, then we'll dismiss, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Evangelist, I mean, praise God.
Amen. Praise be to God. Truly, thank God for, once again, how he has blessed us, and I thank God for all of you, the people of God. Thank God for this great ministry. So glad to be a part. Amen. And I know that this was our God himself. And I am truly glad about it. And I praise him. And I honor him for what he has done. And I'm looking forward to doing even more for the Lord. And however far the Lord wants us to go, we ought to be willing to go. Praise the Lord. And I can say of a truth that God, he is the one who's in control, and we can trust him. We can depend on him. So thankful for all that has been said and done. And I just want to say that I thank God for the glorious testimonies that I heard on Friday night, how my soul was just blessed through hearing the testimonies. It was so encouraging and so uplifting. And it was just what I needed. So God, he knows exactly what we need. And he is always on time. So be encouraged, each and every one. And continue to look to the Lord. So we do thank the Lord. And at this time, let's say a little prayer for this network. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for opening up the door and making the way for a door of utterance for your word to go forth all into every country in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we believe right now that the word is reaching even further around the world. And we are praying, Lord God, that you will touch the hearts of men everywhere through this ministry, that you will continue to bless Evangelist Bradley and all those who work with her in this ministry. Lord God, let her great all the blessings that they stand in need of We believe it, oh God, and we ask that you would bless every listener, everyone who continues to dial in, everyone who continues to tune in to listen to this broadcast. And Lord God, we pray that you will bless them abundantly with the blessing that they stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, we believe it right now. We count it as done, and we thank you for it, oh God. We ask that you'll accept our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Praise be to God. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, evangelist. Amen. We appreciate you tonight. I really enjoyed you tonight. Amen. And we're going to get ready, praise God, amen, to open up the line, praise God, amen, and get ready to say good night. We have truly enjoyed ourselves tonight. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Bradley. Praise God. Amen. Tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we say praise God. Amen. That may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. Hallelujah. Bring us back, oh God, at the appointed time. Amen. We'll see you, Lord, tomorrow night on PNN Prayer News Network. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We'll open up the line. Amen. Glory to God. To give God some more praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good night, praise. Hallelujah.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.